Let's stand up and let's pray, Almighty Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this time to thank you, give you thanks and all of the adoration for who you are. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Let's all be seated. Praise God. Praise God again. My name is Sylvia Nyaguthi Wambugu Wanyiki. I am born again, and Christ is my Lord and Savior. Today marks the climax of our Brigade Week, and it's an honor to stand in front of you. What is Brigade? Brigade is a Christian uniformed organization. It is built under two pillars, discipline and religion. On Monday, we learnt about discipline. On Tuesday, we learnt about obedience. On Wednesday, we learnt about wisdom. On Thursday, about guidance. And on Friday, we went for a trip to the National Museum. Today, my sermon will be on discipline. Discipline means different things to different people at different times. For example, a child who has just been punished, to him or her, discipline is all about punishing. But to the parents, discipline at that time is meant for correcting the child and guiding the child out of love. But what is the actual meaning of discipline? Discipline is training that makes people more willing to obey or more able to control themselves in form of values and punishments if the rules are broken. God's discipline. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 4 to 12, it talks about God's discipline. In verse 4, God's discipline helps us to avoid destruction. If you don't follow God's way, you will not end up in a good life. For those who live disciplined lives, they always have a harvest in heaven, and the harvest is a good reward. Parents, please do not be afraid to discipline your children, because if they are disciplined, they will reap and harvest a reward at the end. Children, please also accept to be disciplined, because if you are disciplined, you will get a reward at the end. Examples of rewards you can get because of being disciplined. You can pass in your examinations. As parents, you can get a good job, and you can also get a promotion at your workplace. And for both parents and children, you get trust. You are trusted by everyone in your community and in your society. Discipline, even if painful, is a way of love, because you want the best for your children. Children, please note that the main reason why parents discipline us is to express their love for us. You can also find that in Hebrews 12, verse 6. The goal or reason as to why we are disciplined is for us to become obedient. That's in Hebrews 12, verse 9. Parents, teach your children to obey out of love and trust, but not because of fear. If they do it out of love, they will have self-discipline, meaning you do not need to be there for them to behave well. In the book of Proverbs 29, verse 15, it says, "The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother." Congregation, why does the Bible speak of mothers and not fathers, I wonder? Reason being is because the Bible has no sense of gender. It can say mother, but at that time it's referring to parents. If you look at examples of people who are disciplined in the Bible, we have Timothy. Timothy listened to his grandmother and mother who gave him self-discipline, his grandmother Louise and his mother Eunice. And because of that, he gained self-discipline and was able to listen to Paul. At this time, many are asking themselves, where was the grandfather and the father? We do not know. The Bible also has examples of indisciplined cases. A good example of them are the sons of Eli, who drank the church wine and ate food meant for sacrifices. This led to their death and destruction, and they made their father ashamed of them. According to them, they thought that they were going at the right path, but there's a saying that says, the path that you go into looks right to you, but may lead you to death. Benefits of discipline. Parents trust your children. Parents are proud of your achievements. And for parents, children give you a reason not to be ashamed of them. Parents also get a habit of getting to work on time, meaning that you can get a promotion for being tops, and you can also encourage someone to be like you. Self-discipline. If you're self-disciplined, you'll be reaching at work early. You'll be telling yourself, at this time I have to be at work, and if you're not there, the next time you'll work hard. You can even wake up early just to make sure that you do that. And once you do it, it becomes a habit, and it only becomes a habit after 21 days, meaning that you have put it into action, and that means you'll get self-discipline. Another benefit of self-discipline, you avoid corruption. If people in the world or people in our country had self-discipline, there would not be very many cases of corruption. In conclusion, let us remember that the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. If parents put down their rods because they are afraid to hurt our feelings, they will make us go in the wrong direction. Not meaning that you beat us too much, but like if you're correcting us, you have to know why. But necessarily not at that time, but also children, you should know that where your parents are right now, you will be there. And there's a saying that says, where you are, I was, and where you will be, I have been. That means whatever we are going through as children, our parents had gone through it a long time ago. And whatever we'll go through, they would have already gone through it. And it is normally said that the bad energy you give, you get it even 10 times worse. So if you give out good energy, you get good energy back. That means if you're disciplined, then your children, your grandchildren, and generations to come will also have discipline. But if you're indisciplined, then your children, your grandchildren, and your generation will not be disciplined. And because of that, you might not even have a generation. And what I've learned about self-discipline is, if you have the self-discipline, it depends on how you walk, how you dress, how you talk. If you're self-disciplined, you'll be first to say, I'm sorry when you do something wrong. If you're congratulated on something, you'll be first to say thank you. On how you dress, you don't need to tell someone that I believe in God because he's my personal savior. You don't need to tell them that. They'll just look at your outward appearance. If you're dressed indecently, that's not a God-fearing person. Maybe you are, but your actions speak louder than words. And I hope you learned something from me, but not so much. At least you learned something. Praise be to God. Are we still together?
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this time to thank you. Give you thanks and all of the adoration for who you are. Thank you for the gift of life, the gift of health, the gift of family. Thank you for enabling us to see this day, mighty Father. Thank you for the word that I have just preached to the congregation, and may it be of use to their lives and to my life and to everyone else's life. Be with us, O Lord, and protect us. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.